From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama and other heads of state welcomed the release of Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi after years of house arrest for her opposition to the country's military rule. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Bangkok that the Nobel Peace Prize winner has been detained for 15 of the past 21 years.
President Obama, who's traveling in Japan, said Suu Kyi was a hero of his and that her release was long overdue. He called on Myanmar's rulers to free all remaining political prisoners. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised Suu Kyi's dignity and courage in the face of injustice. Fellow Nobel laureates meeting in Japan, including South African cleric Desmond Tutu and Iranian judge Shirin Ebadi, celebrated her newfound freedom. Suu Kyi appeared at her front gate this afternoon and urged unity among her cheering supporters. She plans to meet with fellow opposition leaders tomorrow and look into allegations of widespread irregularities in Myanmar's general elections a week ago. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
The president had several meetings with Russia's president on Saturday in Japan, assuring him that he has every intention of urging the U.S. Senate to ratify the New START treaty, calling it one of his top priorities. The nuclear weapons treaty is pending in the Senate, which returns to work next week. There's been resistance to the agreement, mainly from Republicans. Mr. Obama and Dmitry Medvedev met on the sidelines of the APEC meeting in Japan. The president heads home on Sunday. In France, four men have been charged with associating with a terrorist enterprise. They're suspected of belonging to a network that sends French residents to the Pakistan-Afghanistan border to train for combat. Eleanor Beardsley reports the men are also suspected of plotting to kill the moderate imam of the most influential mosque in Paris.
The men, French citizens aged 25 to 30, were picked up earlier this week along with a woman who has since been released. They were arrested after disembarking a flight from Egypt. For the last few months, France has been on heightened alert for a terrorist attack. Osama bin Laden targeted France in a recent speech after French lawmakers passed a measure banning the body and face-covering Muslim veil. Bin Laden also endorsed the September capture of five French nationals in Niger by al-Qaeda's North African wing. French Interior Minister Brice Hortefeux said the arrests were proof that there are conspiracies to plan a terror attack in France. Hortefeux said one of the suspects admitted he was ready to die in an attack on France. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Alaska Republican Senate challenger Joe Miller says he's not going to spend endless hours fighting over write-in ballots in Alaska's contested Senate race if the math does not appear to be in his favor. But Miller says he won't make any announcements until after absentee ballots are turned in next week from military voters. Some believe those votes will go heavily for Miller, an Army veteran. Miller says it would be inappropriate to call the race ahead of counting those votes. Senator Lisa Murkowski's campaign is confident she'll win. This is NPR. Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel made it official on Saturday. He announced his candidacy for mayor of Chicago and vowed to fight any tax increases for residents in his hometown. Emanuel has been campaigning unofficially ever since he left the White House several weeks ago. He also promised to fight crime and create jobs. Emanuel faces at least five other candidates in the race for mayor. In Southern California, former officials from the city of Bell will reportedly not get the massive pensions they hoped for. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on the financial scandal in the small California city.
The former city manager of Bell and other administrators have been charged with misappropriating $5.5 million in public funds from the working-class city's treasury, and they allegedly hope to collect large state pensions. But the LA Times is reporting that their retirement benefits will be drastically reduced. For example, Robert Rizzo, the ex-city manager, reportedly earned more than $800,000 a year and stood to make at least $600,000 a year from his pension. According to news reports, an audit by the California Public Employees Retirement System means Rizzo may now only get benefits on a salary of $85,000 a year. Auditors reportedly found that deferred compensation payments by Rizzo and other Bell officials were improperly reported. Federal agencies continue to investigate Bell's finances. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Former President George W. Bush says there's not much he misses about the White House, except for all the pampering. Speaking at a retirement community today in Florida, Mr. Bush says he misses the convenience of Air Force One and never having to get stuck in traffic jams. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.